ABC Radio Australia.
Some New Zealanders living in Australia have accused the government of a cash grab over changes to the way they become Australian citizens. They paid thousands of dollars to apply for permanent resident visas just months before the government announced the visa would no longer be required for citizenship. The Kiwis say they should have been warned of change, that change was coming, and that they want their money back, as Melissa Macon reports.
It was this announcement by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, just shy of Anzac Day, that had Kiwis living in Australia celebrating.
From the 1st of July, New Zealand citizens living in Australia who hold a special category visa will be able to apply directly for Australian citizenship without going through the permanent residence provision first, provided that they meet the four-year residence and other normal citizenship eligibility requirements.
The controversial special category visa was the brainchild of Conservative Prime Minister John Howard and made it difficult for Kiwis to access a range of supports without first becoming permanent residents and then citizens. Until now, the permanent resident visa, also known as the New Zealand Stream Skilled Independent Visa Subclass 189, costs just over $4,000. That's without agent fees. Kiwi Rob Knox was thrilled when he heard this costly step was being removed, but felt blindsided, having just paid for his visa in full.
If we'd had that heads up from our migration lawyer or an email from the department, we would have maybe gone, what's going on? Something's changing. This is really interesting. And look, we may not have done it. We may have just carried on.
It appears the Department of Home Affairs sped up the processing of visa applications in the lead-up to the April 21 announcement. This wasn't exactly a surprise. The government flagged it was working to improve citizenship pathways in July last year, and that meant creating a task force to help clear a backlog of almost 1 million applications across the board. Then on December 10, the department put a temporary pause on applications as part of this streamlining.
So in December, we maintain that they absolutely knew that the pathway would be changing in a certain amount of time. Like, there was, okay, let's get going, let's get these applications, let's process them, let's grab the money, essentially take the money and run.
It says it's reduced the backlog by almost 40% in the past year. But Mr. Knox says he was not informed, either by the department or his migration lawyer. And because the visa is paid in two instalments, he says he would have withdrawn if he was made aware of changes.
It wouldn't have been that difficult to have sent out an email to all of those pending applicants and said, hey, look, things are changing here. There was no update. There wasn't any communication. It's like, oh, let's fast track this, get the money. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
The department's website states that 90% of applications take 25 months to process. In May last year, Mr. Knox's agent had estimated his would take about 19 months. So he was surprised when it was approved on January 19, just 8 months later.
You can't tell me that on the 10th of December, the powers that be didn't know that in 3 months' time, because these are slow-moving wheels.
In a statement, the department said those who received their visas before the changes could access the immediate benefits of permanent residence, like the National Disability Insurance Scheme and automatic acquisition of Australian citizenship at birth for their children born in Australia. Rob Knox doesn't see it that way.
I've held a PR for 85 days, which I paid $6,000 for, which is basically redundant. Has no use whatsoever.
A fellow Kiwi, who we'll call Tom, said his permanent resident visa was also granted in January, just 4 months after it was lodged.
It now appears that the expediting of visas was a means to generate additional revenue prior to the announcement. The government should have paused all applications when serious discussions were being held about the future of the 189. At no stage did they offer a refund or tell me that the visa would become redundant.
Joanne Cox chairs the lobby group Oz Kiwi and says the reforms go far beyond anything they could have anticipated. Here's the Prime Minister again.
Any child born in Australia from the 1st of July 2022 to a parent who holds a special category visa and is a permanent resident at the time of the child's birth will automatically acquire Australian citizenship at birth.
They have basically reset the clock back to the pre-February 2001 arrangements, which is quite amazing that they have done that.
But she does not agree that there has been a cash grab and says there were signs that change was on the horizon.
Well, I think firstly the onus is on the applicant, because if I was applying for a new visa and suddenly they closed applications on that visa pending a review, my ears would prick up and I'd be saying, why are they doing that? What's that about? Is it going to go? Is it disappearing? Is there going to be something instead of that 189 visa? That would be my first thought as an applicant.
A department spokesperson said there were only limited circumstances in which a visa application charge may be refunded. As for Tom, he said he requested a refund but was unsuccessful.
I've spent thousands of dollars unnecessarily in a time of economic hardship. I'm disappointed and disheartened in the process and feel that I've been left financially disadvantaged by poor communication from the government.
That was New Zealand-Australian resident Tom and Melissa Makin's report.